The following Dharma talk was given at Boundless Way Zen Temple in Worcester, Massachusetts.
Our encouragement talk this evening will be offered by the leader of our Boundless Way Copenhagen sitting group, Senior Assistant Teacher Esther Sorgenfrey.
I would like to begin this encouragement talk, not exactly remembering the root of the word encouragement, but it comes from French, cœur, heart, this courage, this strengthening the heart that I hope to do with a few words tonight, strengthening the heart of our Sangha, of each one of us sitting here, to go on with this wondrous practice that we've been doing for a few days already. Hanja, we were diving into last week and the week before, and the words I find so helpful and supportive and illuminating. Illuminating the silence. This piece is called The Conduct of the Moon and Clouds. The consistent conduct of people of the way is like the flowing clouds with no grasping mind, like the full moon reflecting universally, not confined anywhere, glistening with each of the 10,000 forms. Dignified and upright, emerge and make contact with a variety of phenomena, unstained and unconfused. Function the same toward all others, since all have the same substance as you. Language cannot transmit this conduct. Speculation cannot reach it. Leaping beyond the infinite and cutting off the dependent, be obliging without looking for merit. This marvel cannot be measured with consciousness or emotion. On the journey, accept your function. In your house, please sustain it. Comprehending birth and death, leaving causes and conditions, genuinely realize that from the onset, your spirit is not halted. From the outset, your spirit is not halted. So we have been told that the mind that embraces all the 10 directions does not stop anywhere. Reading this piece, I find it's a wonderful invitation and almost a recipe and encouragement talk in and of itself for us here, doing this work. Outside, the garden was warm, warmth emanating from the ground as I took around. The sun, not quite setting, but right there in the sky, behind the leaves and branches. This morning, the moon was right there in that same spot. We turn our lives around a little bit here, getting up with the moon, going to bed with the sun. And this morning there was a moment, it was dark out, and people were coming out one by one with a cup of coffee or just going outside. And there was a moment of stillness, a couple of us looking at the moon, and the moon looking down at us. Perhaps in that moment, this actualization of the many in the one in the many, the moon, reflected in these little moon people, Sangha members, getting ready for practice. Dignified and upright, emerge and make contact with a variety of phenomena, unstained and unconfused. So we sit here now, so many hours and minutes and seconds since this morning, dignified, upright. Demonstrating the willingness to do that in the middle of perhaps what may have been like a forest fire. Or standing in the middle of a river or a waterfall. Maybe clouds heavy with rain throughout your day. And yet we are here still. Keep coming back into the sendo. Having worked with the Han, I have thought of both the Han being the arrive this moment, arrive this moment, arrive this moment. And maybe those little deaths that happen. At each strike of the hand, maybe something falls away. Minute after minute, we sit here willingly, looking into this moment, noticing the arising, the falling away of agitated mind, of love-filled heart, perhaps feeling the breeze from the window going through your skin, the sun reflecting in the floor. In and out of form and emptiness all day long, supporting each other. I know no stronger practice of intimacy than this. And I know that in my own life it has encouraged me to enter into more intimacy with everything around me. And going on Sesshin, we practice this intimacy with ourselves. When we walk in Kinhin, make no mistake, deep practice of intimacy. Do we dare to walk at 4 arms length to the person in front? Following the movement of the one body. Do we dare to let tears surface, run down their cheeks, present enough to notice that there are other tears in the room? They come and go. So my encouragement is, let's continue this. Stay in the practice. Stay close to yourself. This is a rare opportunity. We have the support of each other, of the teachers, of the teachings, many, many ancestors walking in the same way, sitting in the same way as we are doing right now.